Welcome to the show. We're just going to go ahead and give our special guest Sun Penn a call and see if he's available.
Hello?
Hey, Sun, you're on the podcast.
Oh, hey, how's it going?
Going good, you know. Just got some Monday Night Football here going on. Are you watching the game right now?
I'm actually not watching the game. I was watching the reruns of One Tree Hill.
Oh, you know, it's just as exciting, I think. The Eagles are starting, I think, 7 rookies on offense right now.
Oh, it doesn't look like they're going to do too good.
It's a pretty close game. Carolina's up by 2 to the Eagles in the fourth quarter with 8 minutes to go. Both teams are out of playoff contention, so it's not really a big deal. I guess if you're a big Cam Newton fan, you're tuning in.
Yeah, I guess if you're a big Cam Newton fan, although it seems like everybody is against him right now.
Oh, yeah, you know, he's a bit pouty. You know, everyone thinks he's too pouty.
Yeah, yeah, I guess not the best quality in a quarterback, pouty.
No. Do you think Andy Reid's being fired this year?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Short answer. Yes.
He's just dead man walking right now.
Oh, he's for sure fired. Team that talked about going to the Super Bowl and having a dynasty. Andy Reid and Michael Vick are not coming back.
You don't think
Vick's
back either?
Oh, no way. They owe him too much money. And if they don't cut him this year, I think a lot of his other years become guaranteed.
Okay. So, oh, gosh.
He has like a $10 million roster bonus or something like that. They're not gonna pay it.
It's too bad. You know, it's for Michael Vick. Hoping he'd do well. Well, he kind of did do well. Made extra money.
He did do well. You know, he got another $100 million contract, which
he ends up getting about half of it, maybe.
Yeah, probably get half of that.
Well, that's good.
Yeah,
it's kind of written for him.
Yeah.
All he did was do some dogfighting, guys.
Yeah, he did some dogfighting.
2 years.
He lost 2 years for dogfighting.
Well, that's good for him. But yeah, you know, what we really want to get to here is, you know, we want to talk Lakers. You know, this is the Lakers podcast.
Lakers ball.
You know, I don't know if you caught any of the past couple of games this week. Have you seen any of the games this week?
Who was our last opponent?
They played the Dallas Mavericks.
I didn't see that game. I saw the game before that where Pau Gasol got benched. Who are they playing?
The Grizzlies.
The Grizzlies, yeah, that's the Grizzlies, yeah. I saw that game.
I didn't actually see that game. Was it really?
Well, it was weird because Pau Gasol didn't play the fourth quarter for some reason.
Mike D'Antoni wanted to win.
Yeah, which makes no sense. I don't know what he meant by that. I guess Pau Gasol didn't have a chance to win.
That's crazy. Two-time champion, maybe the second greatest European player of all time. He comes to the NBA.
Who's the first? 22 times?
Dirk Nowitzki. No, Dirk Nowitzki.
Well, you said no European. You know, I forgot Manu Ginobili's South American. You think he's passed up Tony Kukoc, though, or Andrei Kirilenko?
Yeah, I think he did by a slight edge.
Yeah, he probably is the second best European player ever, which is pretty good.
Oh, you know, there's some Avita Sabonis, that guy from the Jersey Nets.
Drazen Petrovic. They don't. None of them won titles though.
Oh, none. Outside Dirk.
I guess Sabonis won a gold medal, though, right?
88.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, was that the year they cheated?
Well, it's here the USA got, I think, either a silver or a bronze, and then the next Olympics they brought the dream team.
revenge of the Olympics.
yeah, that's when David Robinson was on the 88 team, and yeah, they either got silver or bronze, I can't remember.
Well, yeah, I don't remember. Well, you know, we gotta get somebody to look that up.
yeah, I guess we could,
What do you think? What are you going to do with Powell? You think they're going to keep him, or do you think he's going to stay in Dantoni's doghouse?
Yeah, I think he's going to stay in the doghouse. I kind of saw it coming that Dantoni's system calls for stretch four or stretch five or both.
They can't
spread the floor out.
They can't have Dwight and Powell play at the same time. I'm thinking they should just bring Powell off the bench. I don't think Powell would like that, but
Powell is either going to the bench or he's going to get traded. But a lot of Laker fans want him traded for some reason. This guy was probably—he might have been the best player in the 2010 Finals. I mean.
In 2009, he's also very, very good.
Yeah, he played, that year, Bynum was actually hurt. He had to guard Dwight Howard that whole series, and he did a really good job.
Powell definitely. You watch some old Powell highlights, he's definitely top 10, 15 player.
Oh, yeah. He controlled the paint in that Game 7. Against Belichick, and got a lot of clutch baskets. I don't know why people dump on him a lot. I think it's because he's just not as strong as other players. People think he's not a good player, but
he's actually really skilled.
He's very, very good.
He's still probably a top 20 player in the league.
Definitely. I mean, just because he doesn't dunk it around the rim.
He just takes a lot of jump shots and doesn't dunk. But, you look at Amari Stoudemire's game, he takes a lot of jump shots too, actually, nowadays. He can't get to the rim anymore. But people don't think he's like... people would rather have Stoudemire. Amari's for sure coming back.
I think they're secretly hoping he's not coming back.
a lot of Laker fans who don't like Gasol for whatever reason, this guy was a two-time champion, but whatever. They want either Josh Smith, which is for some reason, but Josh Smith is probably worse at long twos than Pau Gasol.
He's more like a Sean Marion type, though. Everyone's thinking more Sean Marion type, kind of a slasher, dunker.
This guy's more streaky and erratic at three-pointers and long twos than Ron Artest.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I caught a Hawks game on League Pass. The Hawks are playing at home. I never seen a crowd go so crazy when this guy takes a jump shot. It is really mind-boggling why he takes these long twos. It really doesn't make any sense.
He's one of the worst long twos shooter in the entire league, probably.
Oh, for sure. We'd have to look at the stats, but yeah, he's definitely limited. I just don't know why he does it. You never see them go in. Someone took five.
Yeah, but anyway,
you did not miss. So then
Laker fans want that guy. I mean, he's not going to space the floor any better than Pau Gasol. So I don't know.
It's more athletic, more of a slasher. You don't give up anything on defense and rebounds.
Yeah, that, I guess.
You can probably even get better.
He's young, though. Isn't he like 28, probably?
I think he's Dwight Howard's age. They came in the same time.
Oh, he's 20, 26?
27. Yeah, it's his ninth year in the league. Just like Dwight.
Oh, he came out of high school though, I think.
Yeah, they both did. Yeah.
So yeah, he's probably 26, 27. I guess that's good. He's owed less, a lot less money. Although it's a contract year. He's a contract year though, right?
Yeah, expiring contract for Josh Smith, and then Powell got 2 years left.
So I don't know, maybe Josh Smith. A lot of people are talking more realistic is a Vargnani and Calderon trade for Powell Gasol.
Yeah.
That's the big one. That's like stretch four, Vargnani. That would work in the D'Antoni system. Calderon, backup point guard for Steve Nash.
European player.
Yeah, the only other point guard that would, you know, fit in with a leader point guard. No athleticism. Cannot create a shot.
Pretty messy.
You know, the Lakers would really well have dead Aaron Blitz, so.
I don't think the Clips are trading him.
No, he's insurance for if Chris Paul leaves after this year, so.
I'm
giving him up.
So how do you like D'Antoni's style of play so far? Are you enjoying the games?
I actually thought that D'Antoni was, he wasn't a bad hire. I was kind of in favor of D'Antoni being hired, but the thing with him though is he trusts his system more than he trusts his players. I mean, that's why Pau Gasol didn't play the fourth quarter. He went Anton Jameson out there shooting threes instead of Pau Gasol. And so he favors his system with inferior players, even though he has other players, if he tweaked it a little bit, they would be much better. So I don't know. I think he's too stubborn of a coach. He believes in his offense too much. I mean, why would you bench Pau Gasol against? What happened in that game was they had Anton Jameson stretching the floor. Okay, that's fine, but Zach Randolph went to town on him on offense. I mean, he's drawing fouls, creating shots for other players. Anton Jameson had no chance against Randolph. And this was the whole fourth quarter. I mean, he played I think Jameson almost played the whole fourth quarter. He fouled out with like a minute or two left.
No,
he played parts of the third quarter. And so, I mean, the Lakers made sure maybe they scored a little bit more with Jameson on the floor stretching out. But they didn't have a chance on defense with Jameson on the floor guarding Randolph the whole quarter. I mean, it didn't make sense, especially the Grizzlies are one of the bigger teams. Why not have your two big guys out there? So, I don't know what they're thinking.
Yeah, it's a little confusing. I mean, they consider Jameson one of the worst defensive power forwards in the league. Never known for his defense. Not known for his defense play.
No. I mean, okay, maybe once or twice, Randolph, but it happened like six or seven times in a row. And he was like, okay, you gotta take this guy out. Yeah, you can't. This guy is not gonna work out.
It's this problem with D'Antoni. Also, knowing that this team has four starters over 32. they play a lot of minutes.
Yeah. They have four starters, Kobe and Meta, Gasol, and they're averaging 35 plus points. Game against the Grizzlies, I think Kobe played 40 minutes. Dwight Howard played 40 minutes and Kobe played 38. And it's just like, what is it, the playoffs already?
You can't win the championships in November. That's what I learned from Phil Jackson. Unless you try to win.
Yeah.
The rest of these guys. You gotta trust this bench. I don't know. You know, the Lakers played well on Saturday when they blew out the Mavericks. I think it was just all around our chest, scoring 16 points in the first quarter, and that was that. So, I mean, you know, I guess there's some flashes of Mike D'Antoni working out, but I mean, they were playing a struggling Mavs team, and the Lakers, you know, they didn't want to go 0-3 on the road, so they had to pick up this 2-0 win on the final game of the road trip.
Yeah, I had a feeling they would win that game. But still, over the long run, you see D'Antoni, he's going to run these guys into the ground. I mean, Pau Gasol broke down.
Pau Gasol broke down.
Yeah, after like when that little stretch when Bynum got hurt. And he had to play 40-plus minutes a game. I mean, after that, he's never been the same since then, I think.
Yeah, he actually, well, last year, you know, Mike Brown, you know, he ran too many practices. And this year, same thing, you know. Pau Gasol actually had tendonitis in both knees this year. So he will not be the same this year. Because he's limited physically, running, jumping, quickness. Anything that has to do with athleticism has gone down about 50%. For an entire year.
You can't say two bad knees. I think,
Yeah, so that's what we're looking at with Pau for the rest of the year. Hopefully he gets enough rest, maybe sitting out a few games, but he says he wants to play.
Yeah, I understand what's going on with that team. I don't know if they got the right coach.
You know what? They did.
Well, the thing is, you don't know how it's going to work with Steve Nash.
I think he's going to be out for the season. He has a broken leg. 39-year-old man with a broken leg. It takes a long time for a 39-year-old man to heal.
Yeah, people don't heal faster the older they get.
The only thing he did was get kicked in the shin. He broke his leg.
Got kicked in the shin by a 22-year-old.
he can't even run yet.
Who's going to be the backup point guard when Steve Nash comes back? Steve Blake or Darius Morris?
That's a question that a lot of Laker fans are listening to. I want to know. Darius Morris or Chris Duhon?
I'm just curious. Who's going to be the backup point guard? I mean,
The Lakers do like Darius Morris's athleticism and defense, while Chris Duhon is shooting over 50% and 46% on threes this year.
Oh, you can't outmoney Morris' defense. Did you see what Darren Williams did to this guy?
I thought he played well.
Darren Williams had a field day, drew three fouls in like 2 seconds. he turned him around like four times. I mean, he can't guard elite point guards. I mean, who can, but, like, we made him look really bad.
Yeah, not yet. He's aggressive. You know, the Lakers do like it. So
I like that. He's an aggressive bench player. He's the only aggressive bench player they have, probably.
He stays aggressive. You know, he tries. So, I mean, every game he improves. So, we'll see. Duhon's a good shooter, apparently, this year. So, we'll see what happens.
Another thing is, Jody Meeks, he gets a lot of crunch time minutes now.
Yeah.
And I don't know how that's going to work. I mean, they don't play with a point guard in the fourth quarter. Do they play with Jody Meeks or, some other person? I shouldn't say that. They either play with Duhon or Meeks, and Morris doesn't play in the fourth quarter. So it's kind of interesting how they do that, too.
Yeah, it's just Mike D'Antoni. Yeah, this guy, his stubborn guy. Just trying to win championships in November. just let these guys play. I mean, it's November. I don't think anybody's worried about losing a playoff seeding right now.
It'll be interesting, though, to see what the offense is like when Nash comes back.
Yeah, I mean, that's what D'Antoni's saying right now. He's just like, he's just waiting for Nash to come back, and nobody knows when.
So they don't have a timetable when he's coming back?
They evaluate him every day. You know, they say he's feeling better every day, but he's not going to play this week. So
when's Keith Lee coming back?
Same thing. Same thing. They're still evaluating him, and he has an abdominal strain, so you know, they're going day-to-day. Day-to-day with both of them. So, and, you know, which is fine. You know, I don't mind Keith Lee not being in there.
Steve Blake.
You know, I don't know. It's not a mistake, but okay.
You think Steve Blake is, you like Darius Morrison more than Steve Blake?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, Steve Blake.
The thing with Steve Blake, though, he's pulling the puck.
I like
that. What? I like how he gives the big men touches, you know, I like that.
Yeah, you know, this guy's always passing first, but you know,
he's always open.
He has to take the shot.
Yeah.
Okay. So, looks like Lakers are, looks like that's Lakers forecast for now. Let's go ahead and talk NFL here.
We're done with the Lakers? Okay.
What else do we got to talk about? Yeah, we could talk about Metal World Peace's 11-game double-digit streak in points.
How soon are the Lakers fans going to chant, "We want Bernie"? That's what I want to know. This guy was a Pau Gasol three-pointer for being 5-0.
Bernie Bickerstaff, he just trusted the players, and the thing is, all these veterans, they knew what to do. They knew when Howard wanted the ball. They knew to get his ball into post. They knew what everybody wanted, and they just played.
Maybe the Lakers don't need a coach. I think that's the problem. They just have a coach. They don't need one.
They don't. They really don't need a coach. The only time they needed a coach is when is for the last 30 seconds of a game when Toronto Artest decided to not follow the play they drew up.
But that was the only long
last 30 seconds of the game.
That was the only game Bernie lost was the Spurs, and he could have been 5-0. I mean, that's pretty good.
He should have been 5-0 if Kobe Bryant tried hard.
Yeah. Oh well. Anyway, okay. So what's going on in the NFL?
Let's talk about the Niners. You know, what do you think about the Niners? You Smith fan or you're Kaepernick?
So if you're asking me who would I start the rest of the season?
Yeah.
Well, what's the Niners' schedule look like? I'm gonna look it up right now. They just played the Rams. They played the Saints.
Yeah, they played Saints yesterday.
And they still got to play the Seahawks, I think. So let me look it up. They got the Rams coming up, the Dolphins, the Patriots, the Seahawks, and the Cardinals. I would start. They have 5 games left. I would start Kaepernick the rest of the season, actually. Other than the Patriots, I mean, the rest are pretty winnable games with either quarterback, I think.
Oh, definitely. It looks like they could go 4-1. 4-1 down the stretch.
They could go 4-1. They might even go 3-2. Let's see. I mean, they did tie the Rams, but
I think it's a revenge game. They're ready to destroy the Rams.
I kind of hope they tie again, but it's kind of funny. They got they might lose that at Seattle game too, so they could go 3-2. They won't lose to Cardinals. Cardinals don't even have a quarterback. Who are they playing? Ryan Lindley?
Something Lindy. Yeah, I think he threw two interceptions yesterday. I didn't bother looking at the highlights.
I mean, they're starting that guy over John Skelton. What's going on here?
I don't know what their plans are. For
why did John Skilton get benched? Why did John Skilton get benched when they were up 13-0? That's what I want to know.
What's going on with quarterback position?
I mean, they were beating the Falcons team with only one loss, 13-0, and this guy gets benched for a rookie, and they end up losing by like 3 points.
It's speechless.
I mean that's the game Matt Ryan threw 5 interceptions.
Yeah, pretty good. I thought the Steelers were gonna win after 8 turnovers, but I guess not.
Yeah.
Like the Browns.
I think Kaepernick. I think he's better. He's got a stronger arm. That he could, they could stretch the field better. Randy Moss actually have a legitimate threat of getting him the ball. When Randy Moss only does is run 5 go routes a game.
Yeah, draw that defense down.
He does decoys. Well, I run these go routes all game. That's all Randy Moss has in him anymore, just 5 win sprints. But, maybe give him an honest chance of, the ball getting there with Kaepernick.
They are dominant.
He can run. He looks good in the pocket. Like, he still looks downfield when he's in the pocket, avoiding, pass rushers. His only interception yesterday was on a snap where he had to look down, and the snap was low. Then he lost track of the defense. But, he's not the best, but, I've seen 8 years of Alex Smith. I pretty much know what this guy's going to do every play. He doesn't have a strong arm.
Check down.
Throw the occasional deep ball that has no chance.
I'm excited for Kaepernick. This guy, a big, strong guy, likes to run around.
He's pretty strong, though. He got crushed yesterday on a... So I think that... I feel bad for Alex Smith. This guy really... what's the point of record? 20-5?
He went that 17 and for 18 game. Hit 3 touchdowns right before he got hurt.
Yeah. He did stink it up against the Giants last year in an NFC Championship game. I think the 49ers had 0 third down conversions held like the last part of overtime, but they were like 0-20 or something on third down.
I think they figured out Alex Smith, the Giants did. I think it's time for Kaepernick to really show up. I'm excited.
We'll get him some games. Rams, Dolphins. Those teams actually have pretty good defenses, but so did the Bears. But Patriots,
They could get deep against Patriots secondary. It's Kaepernick time. Okay.
Looks like it, but maybe Harbaugh goes back to Alex Smith, though. Who knows?
He can't go back.
Well, Harbaugh was saying that the reason Alex Smith didn't play this game was he didn't know if he would get cleared in time for this game. So that's why he didn't do all the first team reps. But now that he's cleared at the start of the week, he might go back to Smith and have him take all the first team reps. So.
I'm thinking someone's going to hit Alex Smith over the head with a chair this week.
I think Harbaugh's probably going to hit Alex Smith in the back of the head with a shovel or something.
I don't think he's going to be here.
Just take him out, Or get him in a car crash or something, just T-bone him or something, rear end him.
keep him out of there. You give him no choice.
You have bad luck, I guess. He gets rear-ended. Head-on collision.
But yeah.
Yeah, so who do you think best team the NFC is then?
The NFC?
Yeah.
Oh, right now?
Might have to go with the Giants.
Yeah, you know, I think everyone's still picking the Giants. You know, no one's going to be tricked this year.
Yeah, I'm not going to be fooled this year. Every year they go, like, 9-7. And yeah. I mean, the 2 years they won the Super Bowl, they went 9-7, I think.
No one's being tricked this year. Everybody said Eli's done for the year. You know, had been through a touchdown for 3 games. And you know what? Nobody fooled.
Yeah. Actually, I think they were 10-6 the first year. But they won the Super Bowl. But yeah, nobody got tricked. I'm not getting tricked by this.
No way. I know it's coming. What about the AFC?
Oh, Texans. They're the class of the AFC, I think.
No contest. The double overtime game. I can't believe they got that one out, but, against both teams, against the Lions and the Jaguars.
Yeah, they shouldn't have been in the game of the Lions, but who knows? Well, maybe they would have scored later that drive, but yeah. Where the guy's knee was down.
Oh, yeah. Tough.
But you know, the funny thing is nobody feels bad because everybody hates Jim Schwartz.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, Jim Schwartz, who cares about this guy? I hate this guy. It wasn't that bad. The media wasn't that, there wasn't much media uproar about that one. I mean, hate Jim Schwartz or something.
Nobody likes Jim Schwartz.
He's not fired.
Okay.
I mean, this team was, before him, was 0-16. I mean, then they made the playoffs 2 years later. And that's pretty good.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. Let's see. Looks like, I guess that's your Super Bowl pick right now. I guess Giants versus Texans, huh?
Yeah, if I had a pick. But, playoffs always come down to matchups, it seems like, when team matches up. But, you know, certain teams. Like, I don't think will the Texans beat the Patriots? I don't know. But,
Yeah, why not?
I think will the Ravens beat the Patriots? Maybe.
I don't know. The Ravens just winning by the skin of their teeth. I don't know how they win every week, but...
Well, they're 9-2. Aren't they 9-2?
Yeah.
Don't they have
to lose? Yeah. Yeah, they've been running off wins ever since everybody got hurt.
Well, Ray Lewis wasn't really, he's not that great of a player anymore. He's just, he gets by a lot of reputation nowadays.
Yeah, I mean, motivational guy.
How many losses did the Patriots have?
They have 3 losses. They've won 6 in a row.
I mean, what matchup are you excited for? It looks like the Colts might play the Broncos in the first round of the playoffs.
I think the Patriots could beat any team in the AFC, actually.
The Broncos?
Yeah, they could beat the Broncos. Yeah, they beat them earlier.
The Colts?
Who?
I'm talking about the Colts. The Colts might play the Broncos in the first round.
Oh, yeah. Who would I pick? I'd pick the Broncos. I pick Eli. I mean, not Eli, Peyton.
Peyton over Andrew Luck? I mean, that's going to be a crazy game.
Oh, no, I can't wait. That's going to be a big game. Big, big game. If it happens.
Yeah, I mean, it's Peyton versus his old team in the playoffs. That's going to be crazy. I mean, that's shaping up. I think the Colts are either the 5th or 6th seed right now.
Yeah, I think they're 50. Yeah, that's right. I wouldn't have guessed they'd be in playoff contention, but you know, here they are. Here they are. Chuck's strong.
Chuck's strong. Yeah.
That, you think that's what the Cowboys should do? Jason, slip him some radiation in his pillow.
No comment, but I'm pretty sure Jason Garrett's going to get fired after this season. He's got to be, right?
He's trying to get some Jeff Kessler.
I mean, for sure, Jason Garrett's getting fired after this season.
I don't know.
They did bring back Lee Stills for another year. Remember that? That was nuts.
They did. Yeah, they brought him back.
Well, then they fired him.
Don't quit. He's got the foot on his guys.
Yeah. So maybe not. I don't know.
Yeah.
What else? I don't know.
Yeah. By God. Looks like that's what happened in the NFL. Right now we're just going to switch gears here. We're going to talk about some movies here. I don't know if you've seen any of these new movies that are coming out.
I have not seen any.
You have not seen any. Let's go through some movies.
I'll tell you.
Wreck-It Ralph.
Wreck-It Ralph. I have not seen that movie.
Skyfall.
Oh, yeah. I have not seen that movie.
Okay. The Silver Linings Playbook.
Is that out already?
I just saw it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Is that good?
I saw it with Patrick. We wanted to watch Lincoln, but it was sold out.
Lincoln was sold out?
Yeah, Lincoln was sold out. Yeah, Silver Linings was 100% full.
Oh, who directed that? Some famous director, right?
Yeah, same guy who directed The Fire, David Russell.
Oh, and The Fire, right. David O. Russell.
Yeah. Now, did Patrick like it? What do you think? It was an adult movie for a teenager. He was probably the youngest guy in the audience. It was just a bunch of old people. A full theater of old people.
Are you asking if he liked it or not?
Yeah.
I don't know if he liked it or not.
You gotta guess.
Oh, well, no, he did not like it.
No, he really liked it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Has he told you anything that he hasn't liked?
Yeah, he said he doesn't like golf or tennis. You know, I tried to play tennis with him. I didn't do that one play.
Oh, okay.
But no, he really liked it, you know. I'll tell you two things. I won't spoil any of these movies for you. But Silver Linings and Skyfall. These are probably the two movies where the audience cheered and clapped the most during the movie.
Really?
That I've ever seen. In Skyfall, just five cheering, five parts where people just inexplicably cheered really loud.
You want to know? Wow, I'm surprised. I'm going to say the movie
lining.
That I... Really? Where did you see these?
Huh? I saw in Spectrum for Skyfall and in Silver Linings at Aliso.
Okay. Well, that's I can't even believe it. Hope when I see
Well, hopefully, I see these movies soon before the energy dies down.
Got a DVD or something. Oh, really? Silver Linings Playbook.
Yeah.
Is Bradley Cooper A-list material?
It's a very well-acted movie.
Very well-acted.
Everybody did a wonderful job.
Okay.
Everybody. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's,
Will it be nominated for an Oscar?
Yeah. Probably, yeah. You'll get your nominations from this movie.
Really?
Yeah. It's a lot. It felt a lot like The Descendant. Oh.
I thought the Descendants was okay.
Yeah.
It was good.
You
but
might like.
Didn't knock my socks off or nothing.
You might like this one better because it's about sports.
Okay. Silver Linings Playbook with Patrick.
That's actually the movie I wanted to watch, but I was 100% sure you've never heard of him. Probably did not want to watch it. So I chose Lincoln, because at least he knew who Abraham Lincoln was.
Except that Steven Spielberg directed Lincoln, I have very little, it appeals to me very little for some reason.
Really? Is that a big ensemble cast? And, they say Daniel Day-Lewis does probably his best job as an actor, and everyone's calling him the greatest American actor of all time.
I mean, if he does the greatest job in that movie, he's going to win Best Actor, because he's already won 2 Best Actor awards in other movies.
Oh, yes, that's right.
So he's probably going to win 2 more or another one, if that's what you're saying.
He might. I can't see another performance outshining him that I've heard. I haven't seen the movie yet, but...
Better than Liam Neeson in Taken 2?
I don't even know if Liam Neeson was acting.
You think he's a real assassin?
He's called me assassin.
He's not a real life assassin. This guy's like 65 or something like that.
He's 65, yeah. He's... I
haven't seen any new movies, I'll be honest.
You're missing out. There's a lot of good movies out there right now.
I kind of want to see Jack Reacher. Have you seen a trailer for that?
Like it's a Born Identity with Tom Cruise.
Oh, but he's got like a moral center. The only thing I remember is... if he's after you, you probably deserve it. anyway, there's a big controversy with that movie because Jack Reacher in the book is like a 6'5", 230-pound guy, physical specimen. Tom Cruise, really small person, but... Jack Reacher fans, they're pretty ticked, but I don't care. It looks good.
I don't care. That's not important. I did see the trailer. Yeah. It looks like Tom Cruise has superpowers in this movie. This one where he has super strength and super speed.
Well, Jack Reacher does have he's a physical specimen, but. Maybe it's less believable if Tom Cruise is playing him. You don't think that this is Leo's year? Django Unchained? He's not going to get the best actor?
If he gets nominated for best supporting actor, he'll win. No question.
Yeah, they really like to get the big movie star as a supporting actor one.
Yeah, they just love it. They just love it when they take a smaller role. But yeah,
didn't Clooney get one? Clooney got one, right?
Yeah, he got it for Ariana. Yeah. Yeah. So, they'll probably get... Yeah, if he gets nominated, he'll probably get it for that.
Yeah, sure.
Let's see. I think Daniel Craig might be the first Bond ever to get an Oscar nomination.
You think he's going to get an Oscar nomination?
There is Oscar Buster, James Bond.
Oh, come on.
Even for
one Best dimensional picture. Character? This guy's a one dimensional character. The big goon.
That's just the buzz. That's just buzz. You have to see these movies.
Oh, okay, fine. But, you don't think The Hobbit, that's going to get a lot of stuff, too.
The Hobbit's going to be in there.
Battleship, maybe.
Battleship. Derekish will sweep the Oscars.
Yeah, did the Hunger Games come out this year?
It did, right?
Next year. They're filming it.
No. The first one.
Yeah, the first one came out this year.
It feels like a long time ago.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
You know, Total Recall.
Not yet. Did you see Looper?
No.
Oh, I wanted to see that.
I was waiting for. I hear that one's good.
It's a really good time travel movie.
Yeah. I hear it's like a sophisticated time travel movie. You know, it's a really think. It's a thinker.
Yeah. Cloud Atlas. You know, their flight.
I did see Cloud Atlas.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Too complicated.
Is in the IMDb top 250. Is it too complicated? No. Do you spend most of your time trying to figure out who's who? Like, who is Tom Hanks going to play in this period of time period? So you spend a lot of time trying to do that.
Oh, is it like the Robin Williams movie where he's playing people through periods of time? What was that Robin Williams movie?
That was so bad.
Jacob the Liar? No, I don't know. I don't remember.
No, it wasn't Jacob the Liar. It was something.
Do you know who directed Jack? Remember that movie? Where Ron Williams
Yeah, Jack, yeah.
Guess who directed that movie?
Ron Howard.
No. You'll be surprised when I tell you who directed this movie.
Is it Brian De Palma?
No.
I'll give you one more guess and I'll tell you.
Okay. Do I get a
hint? I'll give you a hint. He's won an Oscar
for Best Director.
Won an Oscar for Best Director. Let's see there. Not Mel Gibson.
Iconic
director. Iconic director.
Not James Cameron.
No.
Not David Fitchner. I don't think he's won an Oscar. Martin Scorsese.
Close.
Oh. Listen.
Huh?
Not Martin Scorsese?
Close. Very close.
Very close to Martin Scorsese.
Close, yeah.
The iconic director.
I'll give you one more guess and I'll tell you who it is.
What's his name? The guy, the Godfather guy? What's his name?
That's right. Francis Ford Coppola.
Francis Ford Coppola directed Jack? I think that was a mistake. I don't know what
can you
thinking,
believe
yeah.
that? Can you believe that the same with the number two and number three movies of all time on IMDb? Directed Jack?
I am speechless.
I didn't know that until the other day. I was like looking through and I was like, wait, I was like, Jack?
Did he really direct Jack? Did he really direct
Jack?
Yeah.
Yeah, he directed Jack for real. No, I'm not kidding. It is. Francis Ford Coppola. Directed Jack.
Francis Ford Coppola. Did he, trying to figure out what he'd say to Robin Williams. I want to tell you the scene. Take it a little more.
I'm telling you. Yeah, he directed Jack.
That's the surprise of the century.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was like looking through it. I was like, it's the same movie with Robin Williams where he plays like a giant kid. I was like, yeah, Francis Ford Coppola.
Ford Coppola, I think he was. Is he still alive?
I think he is, yeah.
Really?
This guy's won like. Oh, this guy's got, you know, Godfather 1, Godfather 2. You know, Godfather 3, yeah. But, you know, nobody liked that movie. Nobody really likes that movie. Yeah, he evicted Jack. I mean, what the heck?
Francis Ford Coppola. I just can't imagine what he was thinking. Did he have a 3-picture deal?
I mean, then he directed John Tucker Must Die. No, I'm just kidding.
No.
I mean, why did he take on it? He's like, oh, this looks good.
Like, yeah, I like the script. It's a great script.
I cannot believe he directed the movie Jack. Anyway.
I wonder if there's other directors.
that's the weirdest one I've ever heard, probably. Probably the weirdest one I've ever heard.
Weirdest one,
I mean, Jack was a pretty bad movie. Pretty bad
practice, too. that made absolutely no sense. I don't think it's even a real disease.
I don't know. But, I guess, for safety, had Hugo, right? But that was, technically, Oscar. People liked it.
Oh yeah, it's technically a wonderful movie. It's a kid's movie. It's just wonderful storytelling. It's actually a good movie. Jack was not a good movie.
Oh, I've seen Jack. It stinks.
It's terrible.
Oh, but I don't know. I don't know what's going on, but yeah, it's kind of weird. I saw that. I was like, Jack? I would have never guessed this guy would have directed Jack. Until he told me.
I don't think
that. I just got Godfather. Sure.
I love the script.
Yeah, I know. What was he thinking? He saw it and he's like, okay.
He's like, I'll finance this myself.
I can't really believe in this movie.
I wonder if he should have had Robert De Niro play Jack. That would have been good.
He made Jack like a gangster or something.
But the Robert De Niro Oscar-worthy performance.
Yeah, and what else did he do? Coppola. Dracula. Wasn't the greatest maybe, but anyway. He directed Captain EO? Michael Jackson ride at Disneyland? Captain EO?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, he did Captain EO, that's right.
Wow. Apocalypse Now,
it's a little different type of movie.
The Outsiders. Peggy Sue Got Married.
Oh, really? I like that movie.
Well, that makes sense. What is it, his nephew? Is Nick Cage?
Yeah,
right.
Nick Cage.
So, but yeah. Jack. So he went and made Godfather 3, then Dracula, then Jack. too funny.
Yeah, I think he lost his marbles. I think he did.
Then he retired. No, he's
forced retirement.
It's like a few other movies. That's too funny, though.
Gosh. Let's see. Yeah, you gotta check out these movies. You got a Costco card?
I don't have a Costco card.
You gotta get these Costco tickets a lot cheaper. Costco
well, what movie? What movies? Well, don't tell me what movies coming that you've seen would you recommend, but tell me what movies you think you would recommend that are coming out.
Right now there's Django Unchained. There is Zero Dark Thirty.
Who directed that?
Bigelow.
Yeah,
that's definitely going to be a good thriller, good war thriller.
Is that about Osama bin Laden?
Yeah, that is about Osama bin Laden. I don't know if you read any of the New Yorker, story details of the hunt for bin Laden, but it's going to be something similar to that. So I pretty much already know the story, but it looks really good. So I'm pretty excited for Zero Dark 30, Django Unchained. Gangster Squad's coming out in January.
Yeah, what a weird time to come out.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess that's the only time they could put it.
You know.
See.
But, you know, did you know that Time for the Lambs actually came out in January?
Really?
It won Best Picture, Best Director, Best Actor, Best Actress. I want to say that's the last movie where it swept those four categories.
I think it was the only movie.
I think there's others. But maybe not. But I think it swept all of them. Yeah, it was released in January. And that's what people were saying about Gangster Squad, you know. People say it doesn't have Oscar chances, but, you know, it's a really good movie. Might still win. Like Silence of the Lambs did.
Oh, well, you know, I'm rooting for it. You know, I'm a big Ryan Gosling fan.
Ryan Gosling, he should play Batman in the Justice League movies. What do you think about that?
Oh, you know, he definitely needs a superhero. You know, he's the only big-time actor right now without a superhero. And Ryan Reynolds got one.
Bradley Cooper doesn't have one.
I can't imagine him being a superhero. This guy's...
Are they going to make another A-Team?
No.
Oh, A-Team wasn't successful enough for a sequel?
No, it did not even crack 100 million. It went way under budget.
That was a movie, though.
Yeah, I liked it. I don't know what happened. Let's see, another coming soon is Killing Them Softly, Brad Pitt vehicle.
Channing Tatum, you think he's the next superhero?
He's already, G.I. Joe.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, then they try to kill him off, and then...
Then they reshot it. Reshot and brought
then
it back.
Then he became a bigger star, and then it came back. Put him in.
He's originally going to see Jack Reacher's coming out.
This is 40. What is that? I've seen that one.
Judd Apatow directed the spinoff from 40-year-old Virgin.
Who's in it?
Paul Rudd, Leslie Mann, Jason Segel, and Melissa McCarthy.
Oh, I think I've seen that. Yeah.
It's the. Another big one, everybody's excited about this one, is Les Mis.
Les Mis, yeah, I'm excited for it.
Yeah, Tom Hooper. Yeah, on his follow-up from King's Speech. That's going to be exciting.
Yeah, I actually don't know the music from Les Mis very well.
Well, that's good, because you have nothing to judge it against, like all the other snobby people. You know, just angry at Anne Hathaway and Russell Crowe with a singing voice.
I forgot those guys. I also don't know Phantom music very well. Interestingly enough.
Oh, you know, you're actually missing out then.
Isn't Gerald Butler the Phantom in the newest one?
He was the Phantom, yeah, Gerald Butler. You know, if you're a Gerald Butler fan, he is coming out with another chick flick. He just can't stop pumping these out. Same for Keith.
You know, this guy is like a
typecast. Hugh Grant, actually. He basically
is Hugh Grant.
Years ago.
He's more of like a
Scottish accent. Instead of a Hugh Grant job as a millionaire, you know, this guy's an athlete.
guess how many movies are either completed, filming, or pre-production involving Gerald Butler on IMDb?
Six.
Let me just take a guess.
Oh, six.
Oh, nine.
Nine movies. Wow, this guy.
Yeah, he's got nine projects.
Nine projects. He is definitely keeping busy.
Wait, what's the one? Doesn't he have one where he's like a ex soccer player?
Yeah, this is it. Playing for Keith. Yeah, this is it.
Oh, thanks. Okay, yeah.
If you want to wait till January, you got Arnold Schwarzenegger's Last Stand.
I haven't seen or heard anything about that. Is it going to be good, you think?
You know, if you've seen Collateral,
I have.
You'll probably like it. If you like Collateral, you'll probably like this.
Oh, really?
Well, I didn't like Collateral.
Oh, then you probably would like this one. I mean, the poster has Arnold Schwarzenegger wearing sunglasses and shooting a Gatling gun.
Is this guy like 69 years old or something like that?
He's advanced in age. He'll probably, you know, I'm guessing the over-under for him making oil jokes in the movie is 4.
Or maybe an inside governor joke or something. Like the Expendables.
But, you know, there's plenty of movies coming out in January that, that for some reason you think would be a bigger deal, but no. For example, Broken City, Mark Wahlberg, Russell Crowe, Captain Eva Jones, Hands on Gristle, Witch Hunters,
I found out that movie where Ron Williams plays a ton of guys throughout history is Being Human.
Valentine's Day, big day for Bruce Willis. Die Hard 5 is coming out.
That's with his son, Jack McClane, right?
Apparently, they are both going to be counter-terrorists. I don't know what's going on there.
I think it's funny that Bruce Willis is John McClane's character is basically turned into some kind of Liam Neeson type of character. Well, even more than that, instead of using crazy stunts and possible things.
Yeah, it's really gone off the deep end. First Die Hard is kind of based in reality. Apparently, this is no longer the case.
I just watched Live Free or Die Hard recently. It's actually pretty good. As long as you forget about the other Die Hard. You forget about the other ones, it's pretty good.
Die Hard 1 is still the one. Die Hard might, a lot of consideration, the top 3 action movies of all time, so.
Die Hard 1?
Alien, Terminator 2, yeah. That's the trifecta, the triumphant, Terminator 2.
Which one?
Terminators 2, Die Hard, and Aliens.
Well, 2 of those are James Cameron movies.
Maybe done something. Actually, you got to throw in The Matrix in there.
I can see that, Matrix.
Top 4. I guess we'll check out Aliens. Just get rid of that one.
So you would have put, The Dark Knight in there?
I would not. I would not put The Dark Knight in there.
Not the genre? Run and gun movie?
I don't know. I mean, it kind of works, but...
Would you call The Dark Knight an action movie, though? I mean...
Yeah, you definitely would. I guess you could.
You for sure could.
There's a great deal. Great deal going on, though, three Christopher Nolan Batmans for $20-$30 on Blu-ray coming out next week.
All 3 of them? Even the newest one?
Yep. I already feel
it. Oh, that's a good deal.
Yeah, $30 all on Blu-ray. And then you got 5 hours of the bonus extra.
That's a really good deal, actually.
Oh, yeah. I picked it up.
Yeah. Oh, you already bought it?
Yeah, I already pre-ordered it.
Oh, you pre-ordered it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Pretty excited for that. Yeah. So, you know, yeah, it looks like, because we're all out of time here on the cast.
Okay.
You got anything to plug here?
No, I don't have anything to plug right now.
You want to plug your blog?
No. Maybe I would say Halo, Assassin's Creed. Oh, I've been playing a lot of Assassin's Creed.
Oh, really? The new one?
No, the old ones. The old ones. And they get better. But
really?
Yeah, they're pretty repetitive, though.
Okay.
You do a lot of the same things. The first one is by far the worst one.
Oh, really? Okay.
Anyway. So, that's about it.
Plug Assassin's Creed, all right. Thanks for the cast.
All right.
All right.